Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Video Games Podcast. We don't sell a lot of them, but I do like to talk about them. This week, we have some interesting news. Just this morning, I read an article saying the Wall Street Journal said, as of today, the PlayStation 4 from Sony is set to debut this year. I assume that means at retail, but obviously the console hasn't even been announced yet. I don't even think the name's been confirmed. I guess at one point they were saying Sony considered making it download only, which worked so well for the PSP Go. But we also have other things this week, including Kickstarter's GameStick console. Well, actually, it's not Kickstarter's. It was on Kickstarter. It closed this week at $650,000, which is a lot of funding and a lot more than it actually needed. Not all bad. GameStick, if you are unfamiliar with the console, is basically a controller with a little HDMI device inside. You plug the HDMI thing, which looks like a thumb drive, into your TV, and it works as a TV console game system that is portable, if that makes any sense. It's like having an NES in your pocket, only a little bit more advanced, and it runs on the Android operating system. More as we have it. New to download this week, the PlayStation 3 has Bayonetta, Air Conflict, Secret Wars, Everyone Sing, and Zone of the Enders HD Collection. The PSN has Blood Money HD, Hitman Contracts HD, and Hitman Silent Assassin HD. The PS2 game Grand Theft Auto Vice City is also available. The PS Vita has Let's Fish Hooked and something called Cubix, which, if I'm reading correctly, is free. Xbox 360 has Skulls of the Shogun. The Wii U has Puddle. The Wii Virtual Console, the old Wii Virtual Console, has Metal Slug 4. The Nintendo DSi has 99 moves. We're almost done. The 3DS has Ikechan, which looks really cool. You play a little pixelated squid going around. Witch's Cat and Bloody Vampire. While the Virtual Console has a 3D port of the NES classic Ice Climber, which I played a lot of as a kid. You have two Eskimos, if memory serves. Their names are Popo and Nana, and a hammer. And they jump up through a mountain, and they smack around penguins and little snow creatures and birds. And I don't know why, but birds are like the biggest scourge of the world in video games. Someone must really hate birds in Japan. I don't know what the deal is. Anyway, what else do we have this week? Free shipping! You can get free shipping on your in-stock orders of $99 or more at Entertainment Earth. So you should do that, because we like selling things, and you like buying them. So it works well, I hope. At least I hope you like buying them. We have lots of things, and the Women Condition Guarantee, and the free shipping. It'd be nice if you bought some stuff. New arrivals this week include BioShock Infinite Series 1 action figure set. In stock! Unless it's sold out. In stock. Tetris silicone ice tray, so you can make Tetris ice cubes, which, come on, you know you want to, because when you're drinking, you want to think about putting together puzzle pieces. Actually, I want to watch people do that. That would be a lot of fun. We also have the Halo Legends, is this right? Halo Legends, the Package Spartan Action Figures 3-Pack. I don't know if that's the right name, but that's what I have in my notes. So if you really like having the package, this is the time to do it. And I believe that's all. That is all for this week on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Thank you for listening. If you enjoy the show, please tell a friend. I will be off next week due to New York Toy Fair. If I can upload something remotely, I will. I may not be able to because of air travel and scheduling and meetings and photos and stuff. It's going to be a long week. See you there if you're there. See you online if you're not. Follow us on Twitter and Tumblr for updates as we can post them. What else do I want to talk about? I think that's it. There will not be a Toy of the Week podcast this week. I just had some new toys delivered. UPS is like a bunch of ninjas. They do not knock. They do not ring the doorbell, but they do stop, which is good. So next week, or next time, we'll talk about some of that stuff. I hope you guys have a great week. I'd say go see a movie, but I don't know how the movies are going to be. There's some good game stuff coming up, though, and obviously you can always play an old video game, which is what I expect to be doing for several hours on an airplane next week. So see you guys next time, and have a good time until then.